This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is November 22, 1982. The interview is taking place at the home of Christine Emerson and is being conducted by Inger Carr. What is your full name, please?
My married name, too.
Christine
Slind Emerson.
Slind?
Slind was my maiden name.
No middle name at all?
No.
When and where were you born?
Salbe, Norway, February 21st, 1914.
Yeah. Salbu. What were your parents' names?
Ole Slind and Ingeborg Klegset.
Klegset. Okay, now tell me something about them. Were they from Salbu, both of them?
They were both born in Salbu.
Oh.
Do you want when they were married or born? Or?
Just what they did, kind of, you know.
Oh,
were they farmers?
They were dairy farmers and worked in the timber. My dad worked in the timber.
Oh, so then did that mean he had to be gone a lot then?
He was gone in the wintertime quite a bit.
Was he?
Yeah.
And did they have a big farm?
No, it wasn't too big. They had less than a dozen cows.
Mm-hmm.
They milked and they sold their butter, premium butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then they raised some garden and
some hay.
Yeah, and some hay.
Raised enough hay to feed the cattle?
Yes.
Did you have goats or anything else?
We had some goats.
Did you? Make your own goat's cheese?
And sheep. Yes, my mother did.
Did she?
Yeah, she made a lot of things. Had a spinning wheel.
Did she sell the cheese, or was it just enough for you? Or
she sold the butter,
and
we had a few hens. Sold a few eggs, but not too many.
So most of the living though was earned by your father in the woods.
In the woods, and then off of the farm. You know what food we got off of the farm.
You have a big family?
There was 8 of us all together, counting mother and aunt, 6 children.
6 children.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me their names and kind of what they did for a profession, you know, and if they stayed in Norway and what.
No, we all came to this country in 1922.
Oh, so you all
came. Yes. Let's see, I was 8. My oldest brother was 12.
Okay, now tell me their names and what they did. We'll talk about
what they're doing now.
Yeah, or if they retired, but what they did, you know, before that.
Oh, well, the oldest one, Gilbert, was a farmer.
Here?
In eastern Washington.
Oh.
And a dairy farmer over here at around Mount Vernon, up at Bow, Washington.
Oh, I see.
And then Ole, that's the second brother, he's a doctor in Colfax, Washington. And then my twin brother, he worked on farms, but he passed away when he was about 40, 41. And then I had a sister, which became a nurse.
What's her name?
Johanna. And she passed away quite young. She was 29.
Oh, so then she was never married?
Yes, she was married and had one daughter.
Oh.
And then I have another brother. He's engineer at Boeing's. He just retired.
What is his name?
Bjarne. And I was married and raised a family. Well, mother died in 1930, just 8 years after we came. So then it was up to me to take care of the rest of them.
Oh, you had to stay on. Were you the oldest?
Oldest daughter.
I see.
So I practically raised another family before I got married.
Yeah. Okay, do you remember your grandparents?
Yes.
Can you tell me their names and
did? On mother's side, it was Ole Klegset.
And his wife?
Johanna Klegset. And on Dad's side, it was Gunder Slind and Cotty Slind. And they lived on farms, little farms, just like we did.
In Zabu?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about them?
Well...
You remember being over there or something particular you remember about them?
Yes, I spent summers with my grandmother, Slim.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh. I don't know whether it was to help her. She was... To me, she was old at that time, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we always enjoyed going to mother's, you know, to my other grandmother, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it seemed in those days that it was far away, but it really wasn't too far.
Mm-hmm.
So, we enjoyed going there.
What was particular about it? Why did you enjoy going there?
To grandma's?
Yeah.
Well, you know how grandmothers do.
Yeah.
And it was... To get away, you know,
mm-hmm.
go someplace, stay overnight, because
mm-hmm.
Otherwise we didn't do that too much, I don't think.
No.
So it was at home, you know, we were, I imagine we were catered to a little bit more, mm-hmm. spoiled.
At Grandma's house.
Yeah, Grandma's house. And I used, when I stayed with my grandmother Slind, I used to go to the store for her. And every time I'd buy anything, you know, she'd send a little extra money so I could bring home some things.
Sure.
So that was all fun, too.
That was kind of neat.
Yeah.
That was just kind of special to go to Grandma's house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about the family names, any background, or where the name comes from or anything? What it means, or?
I don't know.
You've never?
No, I've never studied that.
Uh-huh. Is it the name of a place?
Clagsit is the name of a place.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, the Slind place, that's how he got that name, Slind. Seemed like when you bought a place, and if it was a Slind place or a Clagsit place, that was your name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, that's how it. How we got it.
So your dad bought this place and then?
Yes, see, his dad had it and then my dad bought it.
Uh-huh.
So while we were in Norway, when we were, before we came over here, we lived on a place called the Chestnut Place. Chestnut Place. Because
mm-hmm.
that was my mother's uncle.
Oh.
And my dad had bought that place. So we were Chestnuts at that time. Till we sold that place and Dad acquired the home place,
mm-hmm.
so we were Slind,
mm-hmm.
which was an easier name than Chestnuts.
Yeah. You know. Now your dad, what was your father's name?
Gunder.
No, his last name.
Slind.
That was Slind too.
Yes, he lived on the Slind place.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you were just 8 when you left Norway?
Yes.
So what do you remember about?
Well,
you had started school, didn't you?
I had 1 year in school,
uh-huh.
and I had an old man for a teacher, but we really thought a lot of him. He was a good teacher. He
uh-huh.
taught a lot. And then, of course, when Dad decided to come to this country, we were all excited, naturally,
mm-hmm.
And getting ready, of course, we were... Probably weren't much help, but we were really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were the oldest, huh?
My brothers, two brothers are older.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Brothers older.
Yeah.
You were the oldest girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why did your dad decide to come?
I think he thought would be easier to make a living for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
8 of us on a small place.
Yeah.
And he had been to this country in 19... Before he came to Minnesota.
Oh, he did? Wow. And so you kind of knew something about that?
Yes. So he was here till about 1908, I believe it was, and came back to Norway. So he knew something about this country.
Why
well, not right out here. But
why did he come back?
To Norway?
Yeah.
Well, he was single, and I don't know whether he had seen my mother or not. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
When were they married?
In 1910.
So maybe he knew
maybe,
before.
Maybe he did. I never did find out. So, of course, when we got ready to come, it was quite a job, you know, to get six of us ready.
Oh, yeah. Did you take anything particularly with you that, you know, other than clothes? Did your mother need to bring anything?
She brought some china.
Did she?
She thinks I have them here.
Do you?
Some of her china.
Mm-hmm.
And... different knickknacks that she liked to keep, you know.
Mm-hmm. She did get to keep some things.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah.
So, different, we all have some remembrances.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember you had to do to get ready? What did you have to do?
Oh, we got new clothes, new dresses, which we paraded around in. It was the 17th of May, which was a big celebration before we left. And we got to wear our new dresses, and I can remember how all the kids were saying, look at them, they're going to go to America. That kind of stuck in my mind. And someone had told my folks that we were all, just the oldest and the youngest, had to be vaccinated before we could get on the boat. That's all that was necessary. Well, we got ready and came to get on the boat, and here we weren't vaccinated, the four of us.
Oh.
So they had a special taxi come and get us, take us to the doctor, and we were all vaccinated. The boat waited for us.
Really?
Uh huh.
Where was this? Now, was this Oslo or Bergen?
Oslo.
What was it?
It was Oslo. Stavanger Fjord.
Was it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What was the date that you left, you know?
No, it was in June.
June,
1922.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so
the boat waited for you? The boat waited for us. But where would we have got on the boat?
Well, you came from Salvo.
Would it have been Bergen?
It could have been either one, I would think.
I'm not sure of that. I'm not certain. But anyway, we got on there, and of course, the vaccination didn't set so good with us getting on the boat. I remember I was quite sick.
Oh, you could have been seasick, and then...
I was seasick, and that worked with it, you know.
Oh, that was no way to start.
But we got over that, so we got to...
Your mother and father had been vaccinated before when they were younger, so...
Yeah.
Were they sick then, or could they?
No, but my dad was quite seasick.
Was he?
Uh huh.
But your mother wasn't?
Well, I don't know if she had time to be seasick with six of us.
How old was the youngest?
3 years old.
Mmm.
And as you see by the picture, how heavy he was.
Oh, yes. She had quite a family to watch over there.
Yes.
You remember anything else about the trip, the being sick?
Oh, yes, after we got to feeling better, you know, as soon as we could get on deck and run around, it was a lot better than to be down in our cabins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fresh air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one day my sister and I decided we were going to tour the boat by ourselves. And we were having a good time till one of the sailors spotted us, and he knew we had no business down in there, you know.
Uh-huh.
He frightened us pretty bad. They were going to throw us overboard if they got us down there. So we didn't venture out by ourselves much anymore.
What deck were you, what class were you going? Do you know what class your parents came? Second or what?
I don't think it was first class.
No,
probably second.
Second, yeah.
Yeah, probably second.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did they have somebody here that...
Yes, we came to my mother's uncle's place. His name was Ole Chestnut.
Oh.
See, that was the place.
Where?
La Crosse, Washington.
Oh, you came straight out here. Okay, uh-huh. Do you remember anything else on the boat? We should go through that first, maybe. Except wandering around.
Yeah, well, they had entertainment,
uh-huh.
You know, like they do now, I suppose, or not as much, I don't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And while we lived in Norway, we didn't see apples or oranges.
Oh.
No, to speak of. But it seemed like every meal they would put an apple by our plate, you know, at noon or night, mm-hmm. one or the other. And that was special.
Oh, sure.
And there was one man that didn't eat it, so every time he'd get an apple, when it was, he'd give it to my sister and I. We'd take turns.
Oh.
And we knew we had to be there at that meal to be sure to get that apple or an orange, you know.
I don't see much fresh fruit up there in
I really hadn't seen it till
now they do.
Till we got to this country.
Yeah.
And I know when we got off the boat in New York, there was a man that came around and he handed us a banana. Well, we didn't know what a banana was. So it was quite expensive, and Dad said no, he wasn't going to buy a banana. So the man took them all back. Well, that didn't make any difference to us because we didn't know what he was taking back.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know whether it was something to eat or what.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So that part didn't bother us. But coming out on the train from New York, a man came through with ice cream cones, and that was something we had never seen.
Mm-hmm.
So Dad thought we should all have ice cream cones. So it was kind of interesting.
He started something then, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ice cream
cones. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Took us about 7 days, I think, on the boat.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that time of year, there probably weren't any storms or anything. It was probably pretty good.
Just one wave that washed over the deck. But, you know, it didn't get anybody. But a lot of people got wet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, we had a nice trip.
And the train, how was that?
About 3 days on the train.
Uh-huh. Was it a pretty good ride, do you think? Or?
Oh, I think so.
Some people said it was so dirty in those days.
Well, it could have been dusty and dirty.
You probably didn't notice it.
Well, no.
No,
I wouldn't notice it.
No.
We noticed it after we got to La Crosse. They met us in La Crosse and took us out to his uncle's place, and it was June, hot and dry.
Yes.
And talk about dust. We've never seen such dirt.
No.
I remembered that.
That's really a difference between Norway and
it was here. So dirty. That's, well, I think of my mother, you know, coming from Norway and being lonely and not a home of her own. We were living with this couple.
They
were
moved in with them then?
Mm-hmm. Till September. Then then we got a place of our own.
There in La Crosse then?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Would you live on a farm?
Uh-huh. Dad rented a farm. So after we were on our own, that was a lot better, of course. But they were hard times. No money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like each year I got better.
How did you make out when you started school?
Oh, that was quite interesting. We had a real good teacher, very understanding. She was an older person.
Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm. And come noontime, we lived close to the school. We got a place close to the school.
She could just walk?
Yes. Uh-huh. She'd motion for us to go up the road, you know, thinking we didn't know that it was noon. Of course, we could tell time. We knew.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't understand a single word. But it didn't take us long to pick it up.
Well, now there were several of you that started school together then. Brothers and sisters, huh?
All of us but the youngest.
Oh.
Five of us.
Was it a country school then with
yes.
all the grades in one room?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, did you find that helped them when you were kind of all, you could be together?
Oh, I think so.
You weren't so lonely?
Oh, no, we weren't lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, we really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't take long to learn the language then?
No.
Do you remember what she did to help you learn it?
Well, we would be reading in the book, you know, and kind of get the gist of a story and the words, and she would point at different objects and point at the words.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take us long to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
And there was few words that would come up and we didn't know. So myself, I wrote them down, what the other children have said to me, see. Oh, and I wrote them down till I saw a Norwegian friend that could talk Norwegian and American. Then I'd ask her.
Oh.
And that way I learned a lot of words.
Sure. Did you find some children that they could talk Norwegian?
Oh, yes. Around where we came is a Norwegian settlement around Selbu. But we didn't go to that school. If we'd have stayed with my uncle or with my mother's uncle, mm-hmm. we would have gone to a school where they knew Norwegian and English.
Oh, right there in the cross?
It was in the country. Uh-huh. But our place that we got, we went to a different school where there were no Norwegians, which was a good thing, or we probably wouldn't have learned it as fast. And then we seemed to get rid of our brogue. We didn't. I don't think any of us have that.
No, we don't. So. But then this friend you said you had to see, was somebody you got to know while you were staying with your uncle?
Oh, yes. That was some relative, too.
Your mother's uncle,
wasn't it? Yeah, some relative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Some relatives.
Yes. We had a lot of relatives around across, you know. But where our school was, just there were mostly Germans. So, of course, they couldn't help us that much, but I don't know. We learned just so fast. It just...
Yeah, I think you do learn fast.
Yes, if you're not talking to Norwegians, you know, so they translate for you. Mm-hmm. Nobody would translate, so... Mm-hmm. And Mother picked it up real fast, too.
She just picked it up from your children from home?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You never go to school or anything?
No.
How about your father?
Well, he knew some from before,
right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But he probably picked up a lot from us. And then he took out citizenship papers. And in those days, you know, when the father took it, the rest of the family became citizens.
Uh-huh.
So he was really up on his government. And it helped us, too, because we'd drill him, you know, and we'd learn it. As he was learning.
So he did that right away almost then?
Let's see, what year was that? Oh, maybe in about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He did. I'd guess at that. I think that's what it was.
Did the children make fun of you in school?
Not at that school.
They didn't.
I see some of those people now. They say that was the most enjoyable year that they spent being with us. They learned from us and we learned from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember anyone making fun of us.
Oh, good. So then what was the most difficult thing for you when you came?
Well, I imagine it would be the language.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I know we had mentioned it to someone now, telling them that they never made fun of us. And they says, "You think we dared make fun of you?" He says, "If our folks would have found that out," he says, "we would have got it."
Oh.
And they were sensible. Mm-hmm. They all understood.
Mm-hmm.
So we...
Yeah. There's something we forgot to talk about was when we were in Norway. Do you remember Christmas time in Norway?
Very little, you know, but I remember that we didn't get to see the tree till Christmas Eve.
Your parents decorated it?
The parents decorated it and had it in a room, and then on Christmas Eve they opened it and we could go in there. And presents, I don't remember much about getting too many presents. We got clothes, we needed.
That your mother had made then?
Some, and some she used to have a seamstress come and help her sew.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. And then they knit sweaters and things.
She knit sweaters all the time.
She knit quite a bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any foods that you had particularly?
Oh, yes, we had to have our lutefisk, flatbread, all the Norwegian things that went with it.
Like
rice pudding.
Now, you call it rice pudding. Did you pour milk on it then? It rice pudding?
Yeah. But the way I remember it, we had raisin rice pudding.
Oh.
And then the
that isn't Tudal. That isn't what they do in Tudal.
What do they have?
They cook the rice and milk, put on a plate, and then put butter and sugar and cinnamon on it.
Oh, you're talking about the Rømgrøt?
No. Risengrøt.
Risengrøt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah, rice and raisins, and then you put milk.
Raisins.
No raisins. Oh, I see.
No. Not when you serve it for, if you serve for dessert, then mother probably would do that, rice and raisins.
Oh, I see.
In a bowl.
Yeah.
This isn't with milk, this is on a plate.
And you don't pour milk on it?
It's cooked in milk.
Oh, I think we got milk on ours. And then we had rumgrat, of course.
You have rumgrat too?
Oh, yes.
You love that?
Oh, yes. And hard lefse. Flatbread. Flatbread.
Flatbread, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of lefse did she make?
Just buttered.
No, what
with
kind of lefse?
Not hard on her, if that's what you mean. Let's see.
Is it real thin? Cylinder.
Yes. Roll it on.
Mother calls that hard on her lefse, but it isn't the hard on her lefse you have here. It's real thin.
It's thin with the butter filling?
Oh, she just puts butter and sugar on.
Oh, I make a butter filling like my mother used to. Put cream and butter mixed together and then put in there.
They do that too, you know, too. I don't know
do they?
She never did.
Oh.
That's what we got in the room then.
Now, what did she make? The hardanger?
She calls it hardanger, but it's real thin. It's not potato lefse.
No.
She calls it, I bet it's sabu lefse.
Probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how my mother used to make it. That's how I make it.
Mm-hmm. And you make potato lefse too?
Not much. I have tried it, but I enjoy the other. And I make a lot of flatbread.
So you kept doing that then when you got, you always kept up the Scandinavian customs, haven't you?
Yes, I still bake. And,
Did you go to church then on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or?
In Norway?
Uh-huh. Do you remember?
Well, let's see. I would imagine we did, but I can't remember.
So they went to church early Christmas morning.
In Norway?
Uh-huh.
Well, that could be. And it seemed like we didn't go as much as our parents did.
Oh.
And the children didn't go as much.
Your parents always went to church, though, huh?
As far as I can remember.
Do you remember that it was church every Sunday up there then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a nice big church.
Mm-hmm. Do they still have church every Sunday up there?
I think they do.
Too tall, they don't.
They don't, because they had the minister living right next to the
I
church
see.
There. But it doesn't seem like the Norwegians are as faithful to go to church as we are over here.
It's very sad.
Yes.
It really is.
But it's, I can't remember too much about that part.
You can't remember that?
No.
Is there anything else I missed that you remember from Norway? Remember being told stories or anything? Were your parents good troll storytellers?
Well, right offhand.
You know, they didn't tell that. Maybe not if they were really churchgoers. They maybe did not do that. My parents didn't.
No, I can't remember that they did.
No. Okay, so you went to church in church. You went. Your parents probably ended up, they did start church in La Crosse too, did they?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We belong to the Selbu Church in La Crosse.
Oh, Selbu Church. Was there a Selbu community that you got
yes,
into?
Yes, yes.
Was it really?
Yes. A lot of Norwegians. A lot of them came from Norway.
From Selbu?
From Selbu, Norway. Mm-hmm. My mother's uncle then and her cousins. And it's a big settlement over there at La Crosse. Selbu settlement. And I think they're doing some kind of a research on it right now. They're in, we came in 1922, and there was a group that came, was it in 1908 or 9, I'm not sure now. And there was about three of them living that came at the earlier than we did.
Oh.
And then we came in 22.
Did more come after you too?
Yes. My uncle came along with us in 1922.
Oh, he did. Was that your mother's brother?
Mother's brother, uh-huh. And then he...
What's his name?
Jürgen Klagset. See, she was a Klagset, mm-hmm. my mother. And then he farmed. He lived at Eastern Washington. He farmed, but he passed away in 1941. And he married a woman that was my cousin. He married my cousin, my dad's niece.
Oh.
And she came from Norway. She's one of them that are still living.
Mm-hmm.
But she lives in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of descendants, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, didn't that make it better, though, for your parents?
Oh, yes.
Moving into a community like that.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't so lonesome then.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I kind of think my mother was. I'm pretty sure she was.
Was she?
Well, she only lived 8 years after.
Yeah. What did she?
She had surgery.
Oh.
And passed away.
Oh.
She was just 41 years old.
But you were in school at the time?
I had just finished 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was planning to go to high school, but Dad needed somebody to stay
home. Oh. So you remember that real well then? Was that hard in your
yes.
family?
Yes, it was.
When she passed away? Were you forewarned at all?
Well, she was ill that summer and then had surgery and she only lived about a week. It was hard. It was hard on everybody, and it was very hard on me because I had thought I would go ahead to school too. But
yeah.
The others did, so.
What did they?
Yes, my sister became a nurse, my brother a doctor.
Have you had any bitterness about that having to stay home?
Well, I think about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Can't help but that, because everybody else got to go, and why did I get to go?
Yeah.
I think it's real normal.
Yes, I think of it now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If there was something else the person could do besides housework, and of course they try to tell me, my children do too, tell me that was a profession too.
Sure.
You know.
Very important one.
Uh-huh.
The country wouldn't go around if we didn't have people that stayed home and did that.
No, I guess not. But
one of the most important.
Just the same, you get the urge, you wish there was something else you could have done.
Right. And you didn't ever have the opportunity either?
No. Oh, not after I got married and then I raised my family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just after we retired, but then what do you start in with? What do you do?
Okay, so you had to stay home then. Well, you had a farm then, and so your mother had kind of arranged the house and everything. I mean, it was all set to live
in. Yes, but it was a lot of work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was it a big farm?
Yes.
What did you have to do? When you say a lot of work?
Well, we had hired people, and there was a lot of cooking to do.
Mm-hmm.
We cooked 3 big meals a day. And
mm-hmm.
washing and ironing wasn't convenient like it is now.
No. Did you have a washing machine or did you have to scrub?
No, I had a washing machine that had a motor that you had to stand and stomp on to get it started. Sometimes she wouldn't, sometimes she wouldn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't the easiest life, and then the cook stove.
Yeah, wood cook stove, I suppose. It gets very hot in Eastern Washington.
Oh, and did a lot of canning, you know, in
did
summertime.
You? Mm-hmm. Had you worked all the time with your mother so you knew what to do?
Well...
Not that made it any easier, I'm not saying that. But
no, I had helped, not as much as I could have, I guess, because I was going to school too.
Yeah.
So it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Dad helped as much as he could. And
He was really a good father.
He was a strict father.
Was he?
Yes. So we had to kind of toe the line there, but we learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he taught us. And he wanted things done just right, so.
Mm-hmm. He didn't ever remarry?
Yes.
Well, he did.
Yes, he remarried. He remarried the year after I was married.
Oh, but not when you were home and
no.
needed the help.
No, no, not then.
Yeah. No. I mean, I just think that's an awful lot to expect of someone who just got out of eighth grade. It's a big job.
It was a big job. But
they're all, how many children were, it was still, they were all home?
They were all home.
Did the boys go to high school?
Yes, they went to high school and then went on to college.
Mm-hmm.
You did things for them while they were in college, as if they were home. You did their laundry and things.
Yeah,
it wasn't
did they go?
Pullman.
Did they? Uh-huh. So you were really their mother.
Well, it was a lot to do. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't feel like a young girl. You felt like you were older.
All of a sudden you had to grow up.
You had more things in common with the older people, you know.
You didn't ever get to go and just play, did you? You never had time, did you?
No. No, I was busy.
Because that's really a full-time job on a farm.
It was. We were up early and late.
Yes.
A lot of cooking. It isn't just lunches, you know. It was meals, three big meals a day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have any help. Nobody helped you.
No, just if my sister happened to be home, but she was gone quite a bit because she was in school. No, I'd do the bread baking.
Mm-hmm.
It was just work. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Growing
really?
Up.
That's all you remember.
Yeah, but after Mother died,
uh-huh.
It was just a lot of work.
Well, then you find it. Did you enjoy it?
Well, I imagined it did to some extent, but not really like 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds do nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
When I see what they can do now, how much fun they can have, you just kind of think about it too.
Sure. You're lucky if you get any work out of them.
Yeah. Well, it's different, and I'm glad they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I always said that if something happened to me, I didn't want my husband to have my daughters
mm-hmm.
stay home and
mm-hmm.
take care of them. I don't believe it's fair.
No, they're that young.
No, I think so.
But
times were different in those days, you know. And I imagine Dad needed help. I know he did, but
mm-hmm. straight and hire somebody though. Maybe.
Well, that's what should have been done, but
mm-hmm.
they didn't think of those things
mm-hmm.
that much.
Mm-hmm.
And they were probably hard to find too.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
But one lady that started when she was 11 years old and take care of her whole family over the day.
11?
But that was longer ago than what you are, you know, so it gets better and better, I guess, as we go along in some ways.
Well, you have a lot more conveniences.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd have had the convenience I have today, in those days, it would have been a snap.
Yeah. You could have even gone to school.
I think so.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. But we weren't just set up for that.
No. So then how long did you stay home and where did you meet your husband and that sort of thing?
He was in that same community.
Mm.
That's where I met him. And I was home then I was almost 21 when I got married.
Oh, so you were 5 years
mm-hmm.
working?
Yeah.
And you met him there, he lived right there. Was he a farmer?
He worked on farms.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And then after we got married, we moved to a farm.
What was his name?
Joe Emerson.
Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't from Norway?
No, his folks were.
Oh.
His folks are from Norway.
Mm-hmm.
His grandfather was one of the settlers around La Crosse.
Oh, what was his name?
Jens Wigan? Uh-huh.
So you met your husband right there? Did he come over to the house or something? I'm interested in how you met him.
Oh, well, he went to the same church we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he worked for my dad some.
Oh, he worked for your dad, too.
Uh-huh. he worked at different places. So he was in the community, so uh-huh. that's how I met him.
Uh-huh.
And then
he started a day too? Uh-huh. He must have had a little bit of time then to play.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then when we were married, we moved to Moscow, Idaho.
Okay, tell me about your wedding. Did you have a church wedding?
No, I had just a home wedding.
Mm.
Not a big wedding.
Did you have a particular dress or anything?
No, just a long blue dress.
It was long, though?
Yes, long dress.
Did you make it yourself?
No, about that.
Mm-hmm. And then all the whole family? It must have been the whole community.
No.
Because everybody was well related.
Yes, no, I didn't have that.
Mm.
So,
did you have a meal or anything afterwards, right at the house there?
No, just Joe and I were married by ourselves.
Oh. None of the brothers and sisters were there either?
No.
Mm.
And then...
you go someplace then for honeymoon?
Yes, we were in Lewiston, Idaho for a few days.
Uh-huh.
And we came back, and then I stayed at Dad's for a while. We both did then. And helped him some more
mm-hmm.
until we moved to Moscow to a farm. We lived there for.
You buy a farm or rent a farm?
Just rented.
Now your dad was left alone then, or had he?
Yes.
Had he thought about
my
you?
Dad and my youngest. Well, my twin brother was there for some time.
Mm. Who did the cooking and all the housework?
Well, then? They were, and my sister would come home. She wasn't married yet.
Mm-hmm.
She was there some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't too long, you know, till he got married.
Oh.
No, he was capable of mm-hmm. cooking and
mm-hmm.
doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was gone then, you know.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And I'd come down, you know, I'd stay. I was there in harvest after we were married.
Oh, were you?
Mm-hmm.
That's when all the big cooking
yeah.
takes place.
Mm-hmm. My sister was home too that summer, so.
Oh.
Between the two of us, we did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went to Moscow, you said.
Yeah,
you
we lived there for about 3 years, and then
you rented a farm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Dayton, Washington.
Dayton, where's Dayton?
You know where Walla Walla is.
Okay. Anyway, I knew where it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another farm?
Yes, we rented. We worked or rented a place there. We lived there then till 1970.
Oh.
Spent most of our years there.
So you, but you just rented, you didn't buy?
No, I just rented.
And you had your children there then?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had two in Moscow, and then boys were born in Dayton.
Mm. You know, tell me their names and what they're doing, your children.
Inez is the oldest one, and she's... media technician at Pasco Community College.
Oh.
Over there.
She married?
She was married. She has three children.
Uh-huh.
And they're all married.
What's her last name on it?
Jodzwit.
Say it again?
Jodzwit.
Oh. Uh-huh. I haven't heard that one.
And then Camille.
Uh-huh.
She works at PLU.
And she's married to?
Ivory Lyson.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vern, that's my oldest son, is on the farm.
Oh, he's on the farm where?
He's renting where we were,
oh.
renting the farm we were on.
Oh, who owns this? We never bought it.
It's partly owned by a fellow that in Dayton that has several farms, and then my uncle, the one that passed away, owned it.
Chesley?
No, Clixit.
Okay. Oh, your uncle, okay.
Yes, and his son owns it, and Vern's renting from him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then my youngest son is in Spokane.
What's his name?
LJ, Lewis J.
Mm-hmm.
We call him LJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he's with the school system up there.
And then in 1970 you moved here?
Yes. So my husband retired from the farm.
Uh-huh.
And then we came over here. We've been here 12 years.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not working now.
No.
Have you ever worked out at all?
No.
You've always been home.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to? You think?
Well, it might be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I don't know now at this age to get on a routine schedule every morning.
Yeah.
I think it'd be different.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, you raised your children in the church all the time, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the Lutheran church, right?
They were raised in the Lutheran church.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you been back to Norway?
In 1973. It's the first time I've been there.
First time? Did you, both of you go?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I recognized some of the places. My home was, the house wasn't there anymore. They had built a new house.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Tell me about your trip over.
Oh, this last trip? I mean, when we went to Norway?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was... well, we flew over from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to Norway, there was uncles and cousins that I hadn't seen since I was 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
But by pictures, I recognized them. And,
did you?
And I imagine that's how they recognized us,
mm-hmm.
you know, by the pictures they had gotten. And we made our... We stayed at my cousin and then traveled from there.
In Selbu then?
Yes.
Did you go right straight up to Selbu?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, we landed at Oslo and then came on to... Stayed a night there with some cousins in Oslo and then went on to Trondheim.
Did you take the train up? Or the
plane?
Fly,
we flew.
Oh, you did?
We flew up, yes. And we were there for, what, 2 weeks? It was 2 weeks.
What did you do?
Oh, like I said, we went up to this Tydal where you were,
mm-hmm.
and then we went around and saw relatives mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't travel too much because we had relatives all over. Tried to see as many as we could and try to remember,
yeah.
but which was hard.
Have you kept up speaking the language all the time? So.
Yes. No. Of course, their language has changed a little bit from what,
did you notice?
from the Selbu
mm-hmm.
language. Yes, it seems a little different. You understand it if they'll talk slow enough. I don't think it's as pretty as the old Selbu language. It's changed. Had you been back before?
No. Did you notice any other changes at all?
Oh, things are more modern.
Uh-huh.
Their homes,
mm-hmm.
bathrooms, and things,
yeah.
you know, what they didn't have. And their places are so nice and clean.
Notice
that Norway. Over here. In Norway, it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any rubbish along the road. Or
yeah.
People are nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a nice, clean town.
Mm-hmm.
Or the country, too, as far as that goes.
And,
but places seemed so much closer than I thought they were.
Oh.
You know, when we were youngsters, we thought we had to go so far.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there's no distance.
Yeah.
Not like what we have here when we go someplace.
Of course, did you have cars now?
Yes,
you
they had a car.
You didn't have a car then?
No.
You could walk wherever you went?
Walk or horse.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so it took a lot longer.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And it's a little different. It's a lot of changes.
What do you think about the people? Do you think they've changed as far as their values?
It seemed like they had more.
Yeah.
You know, yes.
Yeah,
they're no different, you know, from over here.
Mm-hmm.
They used to think that they were behind in things, but they're really not. They're right up. They have things in their homes like we do. They have nice things. And they're just spotless. The homes are just spotless. They're so nice.
Do you feel that the Christian values that they had before are as strong as they?
Well, I can't really go into that too much, but it seemed like as we were driving along, they really respected the church. Mm-hmm. They thought, well, this is the nice church, this is a big church, but it didn't seem like they were interested in going to church.
No.
To me, it didn't. Not like we do here.
They respected it, but it wasn't part of their life.
It didn't seem like it to me. No. I probably shouldn't say that, but that's the attitude I got.
Yeah, well, if that's what you feel, that's what you should say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because we were over there two Sundays, but there wasn't anyone that talked about going to church. But church was something that stood there and it was respected. Maybe it's different again. I'm not sure.
No, it's exactly the same way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said, like when I was a youngster, I can't really tell you too much about it because they didn't take the youngsters, you know, to church. Not, you know, for baptisms and mm-hmm. things like that. That's what sticks out in my mind more.
Was the church then in some place where you had to be really, really quiet or something?
Well, maybe they felt that, you know, your schools had a lot of religion in them.
Yeah.
Maybe they felt that was enough. I'm not sure about that. Because I know we didn't have any Sunday school and things in church.
No, nothing for each other at all.
No. But I like to think my folks didn't go to church, but I, like I said, I can't remember that much
mm-hmm.
about
but they
it.
Did when they were here.
Oh,
they
yes.
came here.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you see why they left, or do you wonder why they did?
I can see it. I think we had more advantages here
mm-hmm.
in those days. There might have been some over there too. I won't say that they didn't go ahead. My cousins didn't get advanced, but I think Dad saw that the future for us over here was better.
Yeah.
And which it was. It has been good to us.
Mm-hmm.
They all got to go someplace, do things, you know. So I think it was good.
Oh, except you.
Well, I can look at it this way too. It's I did something that was necessary.
And you're a nice family.
Yes, they're all nice,
mm-hmm.
and they're all good to me.
Yeah, so that's really it, done something when you raise children that you know.
It's all been
admire.
Well paid for. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
So
you know,
really something.
Brothers and. My sister, and they've all amounted to something, you
mm-hmm,
might say. So,
mm-hmm. Sure.
So, I can look at it that way, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Were you ever active in Scandinavian organizations?
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, it's Norway
just,
or Daughters of Norway or anything?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Just more church,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. More active in the church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What have you had
to
have offices in the church?
In Eastern Washington, not over here.
Mm-hmm.
In ALCWs,
uh-huh.
things like that.
In the women's?
Mm-hmm. Women's group.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what were your offices?
Treasurers and secretary
mm-hmm.
and different committees and things
mm-hmm.
like that. Vice president.
That was the
well, in the Selba Church. We lived at Dayton, but we went to the Selba Church. It was about 30 miles, but, we just felt like that was our home church.
So
we kept going there until we moved.
Well, that meant more than, if you were active, that meant more than once a week then, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
'cause 30 miles in eastern Washington isn't anything, is it?
Well, you don't think about it as much. That was the pattern, and you lived.
Wide open to.
Yes, and you lived that. You did it because that's the way you had to do it.
Yeah, you wanted to do that, so mm-hmm. that was pretty important to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you had to get your youngsters there for confirmation. Mm-hmm. But it's just. Like now, you have obligations, and you do them.
That's right. Did you do the driving then? Take them?
Some.
Did you learn to drive?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. When did you learn to drive?
Before I was married.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You were helping your dad in the car.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that was good.
Yes. Well, almost had to. If you had to go to town for something, they were in the field, so.
Sure.
So that helped. Mm-hmm. You can drive.
How did you learn?
My dad.
Did you?
Yes.
Did
yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think he saw it was a necessity, so.
Uh huh.
So that helped too.
He must have really been a patient man, because they say that's always difficult for it to teach your own.
Yes, and I imagine my brothers did too. You know, because they knew how.
Oh yeah, they probably
so
helped.
They helped.
Sure.
And it wasn't so many demands on you in those days, you know, tests and all that like they have now.
Oh,
driver's
sure.
tests,
that's
you know.
Difficult.
Yeah. No, you did it all by yourself.
Can you say something like a prayer or something in Norwegian before we
quit? Oh, do you want a table prayer?
It's fine, anything. So I can. Your Norwegian language.
Oh, I Jesu navn, Garbitel Bors, spisedrikke på ditt ord, til Gud til ære, og til gang, så får vi mat I Jesu navn. Amen.
Mange takk.